There has been more rather gloomy business news today. News Corporation has reported a first half net loss of almost $6 billion. It's about $9.2 billion Australian dollars at last count. Chairman and Chief Executive Rupert Murdoch says the results are a direct reflection of the tough economic times. Nothing he's done as such. Hundreds of jobs will go from the organisation's many and varied networks and mastheads. We don't expect any lack of canapes, though, at Dame Elizabeth's 100th birthday bash this weekend. And no indication either that Rupert Murdoch is planning a pay cut for himself. Stephen Mayne, shareholder activist, founder of Crikey, and occasional thorn in Rupert Murdoch's side, is with us. Stephen, good afternoon.
Hi, John.
What do you think about this loss? A surprise?
Well, it's a bit of a surprise to take $13 billion Australian in write-downs. In other words, to axe 30% of your balance sheet just like that. Was a pretty savage step, and then to also increase the profit warning to say we were previously saying it would be a 15% drop in profit, now it's going to be a 30% drop in profit. So they've both axed the balance sheet values, and they've warned that in a cash flow operating sense it's deteriorating, and the share price is down 4% to a near 10-year low, and News Corp's almost in danger of falling out of the top 10 Australian companies. So it's a pretty grim look indeed.
Is this the kind of thing that companies have to do from time to time to tighten their belts, or is there more to concern the bosses at News Limited?
Well, I guess it's just everyone's hurting around the world. The media sector is going through some amazing structural changes, and it's the newspaper business and the free-to-air television business in the US which has led to these $13 billion in write-downs. I mean, these are old media businesses, and Rupert's the biggest newspaper player in the world, and yes, he says he's the biggest and the best, and the Wall Street Journal's the only newspaper in America which is growing, etc., etc., but revenues are crashing, and people just aren't advertising, particularly classified advertising, and he's now having to take dramatic preventive action with literally thousands of jobs being cut around the world.
Stephen, we have heard that big newspaper companies like the Tribune, other predictions that we might see 10 major American mastheads go under this year. If Rupert Murdoch is having this tough a time right now, that must be bad news for the rest of them.
Well, I think the newspaper industry is probably almost the worst industry to be in at the moment. It is absolutely grim. I mean, Rupert announced it was a $10 million provision because the Tribune Group has gone broke. He did say that they are gaining market share, and that he joked that he might not have any competitors left when we get to the end of this. So he's certainly holding up stronger than most. I mean, his Australian newspaper earnings were down 18% in the December quarter. And he said classified advertising was the really tough area. And, of course, it's Fairfax which has the dominant share in classified advertising. So Fairfax's result in a couple of weeks' time, you'd expect they'd have to write off billions of dollars off their intangible assets on their books, which are running at $6.3 billion. So it's amazingly grim days. And media companies around the world are just writing off billions to reflect the fact that the mastheads are not worth what they once were.
Has Rupert Murdoch invested enough in the future, the websites, MySpace, these sorts of things? Has he been far-sighted enough to mitigate some of these losses in old media?
Well, he did admit today that he's still struggling to find a formula where you can make lots of money from internet advertising. There's just so many internet pages around the world that the prices are just crashing. So, I mean, he did say that the Wall Street Journal's online revenues have soared, and he's very, very optimistic about that. He's also very optimistic about pay television. It's holding up very well in places like Italy and the UK and the US, and obviously the Foxtel business here. So the online strategy is sort of looking okay, but the real problem, obviously, is US television, where he's just been absolutely, and he used the word, killed by the lack of automobile advertising in the US local TV market. And obviously, you know, it's not a good time to be the world's biggest newspaper company.
Yeah, it seems like it. Stephen, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, John.
Stephen Mayne joining us, shareholder activist, founder of Crikey, etc. These as well, the Mayne report, well worth checking out.